260 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 228X, American State Trials. I went back and wanted to know if they were ready to go, and at that time they were preparing to leave. I immediately went down to my office, opened the safe in my desk, hung up my coat and hat, and started to work on the financial report. Mr. Seabiff had not come down, and there was additional work for me to do. I heard the bell ring on the time clock, and Arthur White and Harry Denham came into the office. Arthur White borrowed $200 from me in advance on his wages. I had gotten to work on the financial sheet, figuring it out, when I happened to go out to the lavatory. On returning to the office, I noticed Newt Lee, the watchman, coming from towards the head of the stairs, towards me. I looked at the clock and told him the night before to come back at 4 o'clock because I expected to go to the baseball game. Newt Lee came along and greeted me and offered me a banana. I declined the banana and told him that I had no way of letting him know sooner that I was to be there at work and that I had changed my mind about going to the ball game. I told him that he could go if he wanted to, or he could amuse himself in any way he saw fit for an hour and a half, but to be sure and be back by 6:30. He went off down the staircase leading out, and I returned to my office. After describing at length his work on the financial sheet and orders, I finished this work that I have just outlined at about 6:05, and I proceeded to take out the clock strips from the clock which were used that day and replace them. The slips I put in that night were stamped with a blue ink, with a rubber dating stamp, April 28th. On Saturday night, we put the slips into the clock dated with the date on which the help were coming into the factory to go about their regular duties and register on the Monday following, which was April 28th. As I was putting these slips into the clock, I saw Newt Lee coming up the stairs, and looking at the clocks, it was as near as maybe 6 o'clock. I finished putting the slip in, and as I was washing, I heard Newt Lee ring the bell on the clock when he registered his first punch for the night, and he went downstairs to the front door to await my departure. After washing, I went downstairs to the front door. I saw outside on the street Newt Lee in conversation with Mr. J.M. Gant, a man that I had let go from the office 2 weeks previous. Newt Lee told me that Mr. Gant wanted to go back up into the factory, and he had refused him admission because his instructions were for no one to go back into the factory after he went out, unless he got contrary instructions from Mr. Darley or myself. I asked him what he wanted. He said he had a couple of pairs of shoes, a black pair and a tan pair, in the shipping room. I told Newt Lee it would be all right to pass Gant in, and Gant went in. Newt Lee closed the door, locking it after him. I then walked up Forsyth Street, posted 2 letters, got a drink at a soda fountain, and bought my wife a box of candy. I arrived home about 6:25, sat looking at the paper until about 6:30 when I called up at the factory to find out if Mr. Gant had left. I couldn't get Newt Lee then. At 7, I again called the factory,